Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, here it is. There's at least one place in town where Pokemon Go players are not wanted. We spoke with Texas A&M Traditions Council social media representative Charlotte Hammer about some of the complaints they've been getting since the game got so popular.
So Pokemon Go, it has been really big. I personally don't play it, but I know that a lot of my friends play it. And I've heard that campus is a really, really great place to play just because you have all the buildings and there's lots of different places to go, lots of different routes for Pokemon to hide. However, Traditions Council has been getting some complaints that there are large groups of people at the bonfire memorial and kind of around the surrounding areas that are still technically property of the bonfire memorial and playing Pokemon Go. Now, normally this probably wouldn't be a problem, but the people that have kind of seen it happen have complained that the players there are being really disrespectful and not kind of standing on top of the memorial and being loud and just being not giving the bonfire memorial the respect that we think that it deserves.
And, you know, there aren't rules, there's no signs, but it is a memorial. And as you said, just trying to be more respectful of it. And when people are out there, like you said, playing the game and being loud and not there for the reason that the memorial is there for.
Exactly. And that's more of what we are trying to kind of in a really nice way discourage. We think that the game is great. It's not that we have anything against the game itself. It's just the location that's just the bonfire memorial really is what we're worried about. And we're actually working on getting signs up. We're working with the Pokemon team to see if there's something we can figure out to either remove the bonfire memorial or kind of make it maybe a little bit less disrespectful, just the way that they're going about it. So it's something that we have reached out to other entities that we're working on, but until we kind of get some of the problems resolved or at least mitigated, we'd ask that people are more conscious of where they are and are more respectful of the memorial itself.
That was my next question, was have you guys actually reached out to Pokemon Go or Nintendo? How does that work? Who did you guys contact?
We have contacted their office. They have an email account that's set up to especially with the Arlington Memorial is having the same problems and 9/11 memorials. There's an email that you can contact to request that, hey, maybe this little spot is taken off of your game server just so that people aren't going there for reasons other than to pay their respects. So we've reached out to that email address and are yet still waiting on them, but we are working with our on-campus advisor as well as other Texas A&M administrators to get signs up saying, letting people know that this is a memorial, this is something that this kind of behavior is that this kind of behavior is discouraged, as well as other officials in between, kind of in between all the layers.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, the Arlington Cemetery and the 9/11 Memorial. I know the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. was another place. Have you guys heard of any other places on campus or maybe even just in our community besides the Bonfire Memorial where people are not exactly happy about these Pokemon gamers?
We have not. I know on campus, really only the Bonfire Memorial is a problem as of yet. There has been a really good point brought up kind of as you're scrolling through comments on different social media. Well, if you eliminate the Bonfire Memorial, what about the MSC? Because technically the MSC is a memorial. And as of right now, it hasn't been established that being in the MSC has been a problem because the MSC is also used for other purposes besides just being a memorial. So if you are playing in the MSC, I'd be very careful. Not very careful, it's not a really good word, but I would be more conscious if you're in the Veterans Hall in the very back of the MSC, if you're entering from the coldest side that has the names of the 6 Medal of Honor winners, as well as all the servicemen that have died in all of the World Wars, the Vietnam, Korea, and I believe in all of the Iraq and Afghanistan.
Gotcha.
Wars that we are fighting right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Great. Well, Charlotte, that was wonderful information. Anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go today?
I really just want to ask people to be conscious of where they are, whether it's in the Bryan College Station area, whether you're in New York, whether you're in France. But if you're in Arlington, be conscious of the places that you are, because a lot of those really big hit spots have a lot of significance for people who have family members that are buried there. My dad's in the Army, and he is not buried in those places. He's still alive, but those places hold a really, really high significance for me, and I know that I'm not the only one. So if we could all just kind of come together and, as a society, be more conscious of where we are and what we're doing, I think that that'll have a great impact and hopefully mitigate some of the complaints that we're getting.
Thanks again to Charlotte Hammer from the Traditions Council at Texas A&M for speaking with us today. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.